Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
I always feel very difficult to speak at the Lord's table.
我总是感觉在擘饼聚会之后要交通是很难的。
Thank God that he has crowned this conference with the Lord's table.
我们感谢神他用主的筵席来作为这个聚会的冠冕。
I recall on the day our Lord Jesus was raised from the dead.
我记得当我们的主从死里复活的时候，
There were two disciples of his.
他有两个门徒。
They were so disappointed at the death of the Lord Jesus.
他们因着主耶稣基督的死那样的失望。
They were a people without hope.
他们成为一般没有盼望的人。
So they left Jerusalem.
所以他们离开了耶路撒冷。
And they went to Emmaus.
他们往以马忤斯去。
While they were walking towards Emmaus.
当他们往以马忤斯去的时候，
The Lord appeared to them.In a different form.
主在一个不同的形象中向他们显现。
So they did not recognize that it was the risen Lord.
所以他们没有认出那就是复活的主。
And you remember how our Lord explained to them.
我们记得主怎样向他们说明。
According to the scripture.
照着圣经所记载的。
How Christ must first suffer and then Enter into glory.
基督当如何先受苦，然后进入荣耀。
And while they were still traveling towards Emmaus,
当他们正在走在以马忤斯的路上，
the Lord was speaking to them.
主向他们说话。
And you know what happened to them?
我们知道在他们身上发生了什么事呢？
Their hearts were so warmed.
他们的心火热。
They began to have some hope.
他们开始有了盼望。
But they still did not recognize that it was the Lord.
但是他们仍然没有认出那就是主。
Until they came to Emmaus.
直到他们到了以马忤斯。
And then you remember how they began to have supper.
我们也记得他们如何开始吃晚餐。
Our Lord Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and gave to them.
主就拿起饼来祝谢了，分给他们。
And immediately,Their eyes were open.
立刻他们的眼睛得开了。
They realized that it is the Lord.
他们发觉这就是主。
And then on that strength, they returned immediately to Jerusalem.
也就借着那个力量，他们立刻就回到耶路撒冷去。
To testify that the Lord has risen.
他们向人做见证，主耶稣复活了。
Now, it reminds me,
这个提醒我，
We have been meeting together for a few days.
我们聚了几天的会。
And it is as if our Lord has spoken to us through his humble servants.
好像主借着他卑微的仆人们向我们说了话。
I believe, brothers and sisters, our hearts felt warm.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信我们的心都温暖火热。
But it wasn't until at the breaking of bread.
但是直到我们一同来擘饼，
They saw the Lord.
他们看见了主。
And what a difference.
那是何等的不同。
When they saw the Lord,
当他们看见主的时候，
They were so strengthened inwardly.
他们里面就得着了力量。
That by that strength, they returned immediately to Jerusalem.
借着那个力量，他们立刻就回到耶路撒冷去。
So where they should be.
回到他们应该在的地方。
And there testify that the Lord has risen.
在那里他们做见证，耶稣主已经复活了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I hope that during the past few days,
我盼望在过去几天中，
after you have heard,
当我们听见了
the word of the Lord,
主的话语，
I hope that all your hearts are being warmed.
我盼望我们每一个人的心都得着温暖火热。
But that is not enough.
但是呢还不够。
It takes the breaking of bread.
需要我们一同擘饼。
To really open our eyes.
来真正的开我们的眼睛。
To see it is the Lord.
看见那乃是主。
That alone will give us strength.
唯有这样才给我们力量。
To return to our different places.
好使我们回到我们不同的地方。
And testifying that the Lord is living.
来做见证，我们主活着。
So may this be true to every one of us.
是愿这个对我们每一个人都是真实的。
That's the reason why I feel very difficult to talk after the breaking of bread.
这是为什么在擘饼聚会之后，我感觉非常为难要交通。
Because once we see the glory of the Lord,
因为当我们一旦看见了主的荣耀
，That is enough.
那就够了。
There is nothing more that can be added.
不需要再加上任何的事。
That will give us the strength.
那要给我们力量。
That we may continue on bearing witness to Him.
好使我们继续背负主的见证。
Until we see Him face to face.
直到我们面对面的看见他。
But in obedience to the arrangement our brother gave me.
但是照着弟兄们所安排的
I had to say something.
我必须要说一点话。
So I hope you will bear with me.
所以我请弟兄姊妹忍耐我。
Because I do feel that it's not necessary.
因为我实在认为这是不必要的。
We have already reached the climax.
我们已经达到了顶点。
There is no need to say anything more.
没有必要再多说话了。
May you turn to the book of Romans.
请我们翻到罗马书。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
We'll begin with verse 28.
我们从28节开始。
28 through 30.
28到30节。
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按着他旨意被招的人。
Because whom he has foreknown, he has also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
But whom He has predestinated, these also he has called. And whom he has called, these also he has justified. But whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
The letter to the Colossians.
哥罗西书
Chapter 1
第一章
We'll read verses 26 and 27
我们读26 27节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 26
哥罗西书第一章26节
The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations but has now been made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里 成了有荣耀的盼望。
And finally, 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
最后我们读哥林多前书第三章。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章。对不起。
Chapter 3 verses 17 and 18.
第三章十七十八节。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, but where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
But we all, looking on the glory of the Lord, with unveiled face, are transformed according to the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
May we have a word of prayer.
请我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together in thy presence,
亲爱的主，当我们一同聚集在你面前的时候，
our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们的心充满了感谢。
We wonder why thou should love us so much.
我们稀奇你为何如此的爱我们。
We can never understand thy great love.
我们永远没有办法领会明白你的大爱。
We do praise and thank thee.
我们实在感谢赞美。
For inviting us to thy table.
邀请我们到你的筵席跟前。
We thank thee for appearing to us.
我们感谢你向我们显现。
O Lord, thou art enough.
主啊，有你就够了。
Thou art more than enough.
有你就足够了。
We do praise and thank thee that thou belong to us.
我们实在为着你属于我们，我们感谢赞美你。
And we belong to thee.
我们也属于你。
We pray that at the concluding time,
我们求你在这结尾的时刻，
thou will continue to speak to us.
你要继续向我们说话。
Continue to open our inner eyes.
继续开启我们心中的眼睛，
that we may see thy glory,
好使我们看见你的荣耀，
the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father,
就是看见父怀中独生子的荣光。
We worship thee,
我们敬拜你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus,
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen,
Amen.
If you love the Lord,
如果我们爱主的话，
you will understand God's purpose.
我们会明白神的旨意。
You will appreciate His purpose.
我们会欣赏他的目的。
And what is His purpose?
他的旨意目的是什么呢？
That eternal purpose which he purposed in his beloved son.
他在他爱子里面所定的那永远的旨意。
And that purpose is that
这个旨意就是
even before the foundation of the world
甚至在创立世界以前，
he has chosen us.In his beloved son.
他在他的爱子里就拣选了我们。
He has known us even before time and space.
在没有时间没有空间之前，他就已经认识了我们。
And there he has predestined us to be conformed to the image of his own son.
那时他就预定了要将我们磨成他自己儿子的形象。
Oftentimes when we hear the word destination, a predestination,
许多时候当我们听见预定的时候，
we are horrified by it.
我们就害怕。
We thought that Whether we will go to heaven or go to hell was predetermined.
我们害怕呢，我们是否能上天堂或下地狱呢，都已经预先决定了。
We wonder whether we are predestined to go to heaven.
我们不知道我们是否被预定了要上天堂。
Or we are predestined to go to hell.
或者我们被预定了要下地狱。
We are totally helpless.
我们是完全的无助。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
this is not predestination.
这不是所谓的预定。
Predestination is something far, far glorious than that.
预定呢，是远远比那个更荣耀的。
We will be satisfied and happy just to be in heaven.
我们呢，仅仅为着能上天堂就满足快乐了。
As a brother said, if my two legs are within the gate of heaven, I will be satisfied.
就好像一位弟兄说呢，若是我两个脚能够在天堂的门内呢，我就满足了。
But God is not satisfied.
但是神却不这样满足。
According to God's eternal purpose,
照着神永远的目的,
there is something far, far glorious than just go to heaven.
比进入天堂要有为我们预备的远远更荣耀的事。
He has predestined us to be conformed to the image of His beloved Son.
他预定我们每一个人都要被磨成他爱子的形象。
That His only begotten Son might be the firstborn Son among many brethren.
好使他的独生爱子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Dear brothers and sisters, can you imagine?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们能想象吗？
This is what God has purposed for you and me.
这是神为着你我所定的目的和旨意。
According to His foreknowledge,
照着他预先所知道的,
He has predestinated us.
他就预定了我们。
That is what we shall be.
这是我们应该所示的，将要所示的。
That is what we will be.
那是我们将要所示的。
That is what we must be.
那是我们必须要示的。
Because this is God's glorious pleasure and His will.
因为这是神荣耀的喜悦和旨意。
Whom He has foreknown.
因为他所预先知道的人,
He has called.
他就呼召他们。
He called us to that purpose.
他呼召我们进入那个目的。
And because He has called us,
因着他呼召我们,
He is faithful.
他是信实的。
If He called, then He would perform.
若是他呼召的, 他必定成全。
You remember in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
我们记得在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章,
It is God who calls us.
是神呼召我们。
And because He is faithful,
因着他本是信实的,
therefore He will perform it.
他必定成就这事。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道,
when we think of being conformed to the image of Christ,
当我们思想就是我们要被磨成基督的形象,
it is a glorious thought.
这是一个荣耀的意念。
But it makes us tremble.
但是这也使我们战惊。
Because as we look at ourselves,
因为当我们看自己的时候,
this is something impossible.
这是不可能的。
How can people such as we are?
像我们这样的人, 如何能呢?
We are the chief of sinners.
我们乃是罪人中的罪魁。
There is no good in us.
在我们里面一无良善。
How can we arrive at conformation, as it were, to the image of God's beloved Son?
我们怎能达到被磨成神爱子的形象呢?
He is so high.
他是那样的高高在上。
We are so low.
我们是这样的卑贱低微。
He is beyond reach.
他是我们所
够不着的。
No matter how we stretch ourselves,
不论我们怎样用力，
there is no possibility.
那是根本没有可能的。
Many God's people, when they think of God's purpose, they are in despair.
当许多神的儿女们思想到神的目的的时候，我们就灰心了。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
It is said right here in Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章里面告诉我们
Whom he has called,
他所招来的人
he has justified.
他就称他们为义
We do not justify ourselves.
我们不能自己称义
It is impossible for us.
不可能的
Even in this so simple matter of justification,
即便就是在称义这件简单的事上
to make ourselves justify in the presence of the righteous God.
要我们在公义的神的面前称我们要称义。
It is beyond us.
那是我们够不着的。
But it is He who calls us, justifies us.
是那位招我们的神，他亲自称我们为义。
And not only that.
不仅如此。
He has also sanctified us.
他也使我们成圣。
He set us apart for himself.
他为着他自己把我们分别出来。
And it is he himself who glorifies us.
是他自己亲自叫我们得荣耀。
As we have already heard.
就像我们已经听见了。
To be glorified simply means to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
得荣耀简单的意义就是我们被磨成神儿子的形象
Because the Son is the glory manifestation of God.
因为爱子就是神他荣耀的发表
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
We would like to comfort every one of you.
我们要来安慰在座的每一个人
This is not something that we try to achieve.
这是我们每一个人试图要达到的
That is not true.
这是不对的
Because if we depend on our own achievement,
因为那是依靠我们自己的努力去达到
Try to imitate Christ as it were.
试着要照着基督所试的来效法他
The more we try, the less We are hopeful.
我们越努力去尝试，我们就越少盼望。
It is all by grace.
一切都是靠着恩典。
He is the one who really makes us conform to the image of His beloved Son.
他是那一位使我们能够被磨成他自己爱子形象的。
We mention again and again
我们一再地提到
that it is a matter of being conformed to the image of God's Son.
在被磨成神爱子形象这件事上
it is impossible to man.
对人而言这是不可能的
because we lack one basic factor.
因为我们缺少一个基本的因素
and that is life.
那就是生命
divine life.
神圣的生命
Uncreated life
是非受造的生命
The life of God
就是神的生命
The life of Christ
基督的生命
And without that life
没有那个生命
Conforming to the image of Christ is impossible
要磨成基督的形象是不可能的
There is only one Christ
只有基督只有一位
He is the only one who is the exact imageof the invisible God.
他是那唯一是能够显出神准确无差形象的。
And unless his life is given to us,
除非他的生命赐给了我们
there is no possibility of being alike to that image.
要我们像那个形象是没有可能的。
So we do thank God that is where the gospel
所以我们实在感谢神，那就是福音所告诉我们。
We need to realize the riches of the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们需要明白我们主耶稣基督他福音里面他的荣耀和丰富。
Because our Lord Jesus coming into this world.
因为我们的主耶稣来到这地上。
He came not only to declare the invisible God.
他不仅来表明看不见的神。
By his words, by his deeds.
借着他的话语和他的他的作为。
By his life on earth.
借着他在地上的生活。
He declared to us.
他向我们宣告。
What God is.
神是怎样的一位。
How is he.
他是怎样的一位。
He is the perfect representation and manifestation of God.
他是神。那完全的代表和发表。
So he can say, if you see me, you see the Father.
所以他能够说，若你看见了我，你就看见了父。
He makes the invisible God visible.
他使那不能看见的神，现在我们得以看见。
He declared God to us.
他将神向我们表明出来。
But as some brothers said,
但是如同一些弟兄们说的，
if he should exit from this world,On the Mount of Transfiguration.
若是他在变化山上面就离开世界了。
You remember on the Mount of Transfiguration?
我们记得在变化山上。
How his face shone like the sun.
他的脸面放光如同日头。
And even his dress was so white as light.
甚至他身上的衣服是那样的洁白放光。
And Moses and Elijah appeared.
摩西和以利亚也显在那里。
And they will talk together about his exit.
他们在那里谈论主离世的事情。
The word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
Incarnation.
就是道成了肉身。
How God came into this world.
神如何来到这个世上。
And took up the shape of a man.
他穿上了人的形象
and live among men.
他住在人的中间
and by living through 33 some years,
借着33年多的日子他生活在这里
he fully represent and manifest God the Father.
他完全的代表了并且发表了父神
he declared the Father to us.
他将父向我们表明出来
he declared what God is like.
他将神所示的表明出来
And he lived a perfect life.
并且他活出一个完全的生活生命
Now how was he going to exit from the world?
那么他要怎样从世上离去呢出去呢
That's what the subject they were talking about.
那是他们在变化山上所谈的题目
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
so far as the Lord Jesus is concerned,
就着主耶稣自己而言
he has every right to exit from the Mount of Transfiguration.
他从变化山上离去呢他有绝对充分的理由
Because he has come to declare the Father.
因为他来就是要表明父神
And that declaration is so perfect.
而他那个宣告呢是那样的完全。
There will be no excuse for people not to know God.
那么人们再不认识神就毫无借口了。
And he was so righteous.
他是那样的公义。
That he has every right to return to his father.
他有每一个权利的理由来回到父那里去。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He did not exit.From the Mount of Transfiguration.
他没有从变化山上就离世了。
He came down to Calvary.
他下山到了加略山。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
why is it so?
为什么如此呢
Because he has already shown us the image of God.
因为他已经将神的形象向我们表明出来。
But it is only A show, a decoration, a demonstration of that image of God.
但是那如果仅仅是一个演出，是一个宣告，是一个表明神的形象的话
，and nothing more.
而并没有更多的。
Do you know what will happen?
你知道那会发生什么结果吗？
Instead of justifying us, he will be condemning us.
他不但不能称我们为义，反而要定我们有罪。
We were condemned in our conscience in the past.
我们以往的我们的良心定罪我们。
But the standard was very low.
但是那个标准呢是很低的。
Because we knew very little of God.
因为我们对神所认识的非常有限。
Almost nothing.
几乎是一无所知。
But now we see a perfect model.
但是现在我们看见一个完全的榜样。
A perfect standard.
一个完全的标准。
And before that standard, we are more condemned than ever before.
在这个标准之前呢，我们要比以前所定的罪要更被定罪。
So just to come and show us the image is not enough.
所以若主只来将神的形象向我们表明，那是不足够的。
He has to go to the cross.
他必须要上十字架。
In order that he may provide for us the way into conforming to that image.
好使他能为我们准备好一条路，使我们能磨成那个形象。
So that is why we find in Colossians chapter 1 verse 27.
所以我们在哥罗西书第一章二十七节里面我们看见。
There is the mystery of the gospel.
福音有一个奥秘。
And this is the riches of the glory of the gospel.
这是福音中它的丰盛荣耀的一部分。
And that is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督在我们里面成了荣耀的盼望。
If Christ is not in us,
若是基督不在我们里面，
there is no hope of glory.
我们就根本没有荣耀的盼望。
There is no hope of being conformed to that image.
我们就没有盼望能够被磨成那个形象。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Because of the cross.
因着十字架。
Through his death and resurrection.
通过他的死和复活。
His life is released and given to those who believe in him.
他的生命得着释放，并且赐给那些相信他的人。
Thank God we have Christ in us.
感谢神，基督在我们的里面。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面是荣耀的盼望。
So that is where the glorification begins.
那就是得荣耀的开始。
So you find it is not an outward imitation.
所以我们看见那不是一个外在的模仿。
It is an inward transformation.
它乃是一个内在的变化。
And it is all because his life is in you.
它全是因着他的生命在你我的里面。
And as the life begins to grow,
当这个生命在我们里面成长，
then you will find we are conformed to His image.
然后我们看见我们被磨成他的形象。
And he will be the firstborn among many brothers.
他就在许多弟兄中做长子。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Do you have the life of Christ in you?
在你里面是否有基督的生命呢？
If you do not have Christ in you,
若是基督不住在我们里面，
Then you are a reprobate.
那么我们不过是一个被丢弃的人。
But thank God,
但是感谢神。
One thing is sure,
有一件事是确定的。
If you believe in Jesus,
若我们相信主耶稣，
as the Christ, the Son of the living God,
他是永活神的儿子，
then you find something wonderful happen.
然后我们就会看见有一件奇妙的事发生。
Christ will come into you and be your life.
基督要进到我们里面来做我们的生命。
Now if we allow that life to grow,
若是我们容许这个生命成长，
you know every kind of life has its own nature.
我们知道每一个生命都有它自己的本性。
A bird has the life of the bird.
鸟有鸟的本性。
And the nature of their life is flying.
那个生命的本性就是能飞翔。
And a fish has the life of a fish.
鱼有鱼的生命。
And its nature is to swim.
它的本性就是在水中能够游。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
What is the nature of the life of Christ?
基督的生命，他的本性是什么呢？
That nature, if you follow that nature,
那一个本性，若是我们跟随他的话，
then you will find you are being conformed to his own image.
然后我们就会发现呢，我们正在被磨成他的形象。
Now, if all those who believe in the Lord Jesus,
若是所有信耶稣基督的人，
from the very beginning of their being saved,
从他们一得救的开始
，They will live moment by moment according to the nature of that life.
若是他们时刻都照着那个生命的本性来生活
，Then you find how quickly you will be conformed to the image of God's beloved Son.
我们会看见我们能够被磨成神爱子形象。的那个过程呢是何等的快
，But unfortunately，
但是很可惜的
，We find that our old Adamic life is still there。
我们发现呢，我们那个旧亚当的天性仍然在那里。
As our brothers has already mentioned again and again，
像我们弟兄们一再的提到
，That Adamic life has its own nature。
那个亚当的生命也有他的本性。
That Adamic life is so self-centered.
那个亚当的生命呢，是以自我为中心的。
It is not God-centered.
它不是以神为中心的。
And so, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
That's where this matter of transformation comes in.
这就是那个变化要做的工作。
What is transformation?
什么是变化呢？
Transformation is metamorphosis.
变化呢，乃是那个形变。是新陈代谢。
You know, you have an ugly wound there.
我们像一个是毛虫，不美丽的毛虫。
And that ugly wound is crawling.On the ground.
啊，这个丑陋的毛虫在地上爬。
We are afraid of such a creature.
我们都很讨厌，我们也害怕这样的生物。
But one day you find that worm come into a kind of coma.
但是有一天我们看见了这毛虫不动了。
And after a certain period of time.
啊，经过一段时间。
Suddenly you find there is a butterfly.
立刻我们忽然我们好像看见了一个蝴蝶。
And I think everybody loves butterfly.
我想呢，每一个人都喜欢蝴蝶。
Now the nature of that worm is earthly.
那一个毛虫的本性呢是属地的。
And it is crawling there.
它是在那里爬的。
It is ugly.
它是丑陋的。
But when you see a butterfly,
但是当我们看见毛蝴蝶的时候
，you find that it is heavenly.
我们看见它是属天的。
It is flying.
它在那里飞翔。
It is beautiful.
它是美丽的。
So this is transformation.
这个就是变化。
Now we were in us. There is that ugly worm life there.
在我们的里面呢，有那丑陋毛虫的生命。
And we crawl upon this earth, we are earthly.
我们在地上受捆绑在地上爬。
Our eyes are always downward and not upward.
我们的眼睛总是看地而不是看天。
We are not able to raise ourselves and lift ourselves to heaven.
我们没有办法把我们自己提起来升到天上去。
We are all unlovely.
我们都不可爱。
Especially in the sight of God.
特别在神的眼中。
And yet God loves us.
但是神仍然爱我们。
So He sent us into a kind of coma.
所以他就把我们带进一个 好像啊不动的情况。
And that is to say,
那就是说
，our self-life has to go into death.
我们的己生命必须进入死。
So that the life of Christ in us.
好像在我们里面呢，基督的生命
，like the butterfly，
好像蝴蝶一样
，can really rise up to heaven，
能够起来往天上飞。
You know the word image， the word form， I mean the word form， in Philippians chapter 2，
在腓立比书第二章里面讲到那个形象。
Our Lord Jesus subsisting in the form of God.
我们主耶稣他本有神的形象。
And the form of God, as we mentioned before, it refers to the inward character.
那个形象，我们前面所提到的是指着里面的性格。
And that word form doesn't refer to outward appearance.
那个形象这个字不是指着外面的样子。
Because our Lord Jesus, He originally subsists in the form of God.
因为我们主耶稣原初他本有神的形象。
His inward essence, His very substance is God.
他内在的本质和实质就是神。
It is glorious.
那是荣耀的。
And here you find transforming.
但是这里我们看见变化。
The word transform.
这一个字呢，有一个变，有一个化。
And the form there is also referred to that inward quality.
那一个变化的那个有一个意义 是指的里面的那个特性。
It does not refer to the outward appearance.
它不是指着外面的样子。
So transformation is something going on within.
所以变化呢，乃是里面所发生的事情。
You are gradually delivered from that old nature and character.
我们逐渐呢，从旧的那个天性和性格里面被拯救出来。
You are putting off the old man.
我们是把那个旧人把他脱去。
And you are putting on the new man.
我们乃是穿上那个新人。
So you begin that form, you begin to conform to the image of Christ.
所以在形象上呢，我们就被磨成了基督的那个形象。
And this process of transformation is absolutely necessary.
这一个变化的过程是一个绝对必要的。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信了主耶稣之后
，since we receive that new life,
因着我们得着了那个新生命
，then the work of transformation begins.
那个变化的工作就开始了。
Day by day,
一天过一天
，what is of the old is being dying out.
那个旧的就开始死去。
And what is of the new is gradually increasing.
那个新的它就逐渐的增加。
But dear brothers and sisters,
很亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
this matter of transformation,
这一个变化的事情，
is the work of the Holy Spirit.
乃是圣灵的工作。
Our brothers have already mentioned this before.
我们的弟兄们已经提到这件事。
We are not able to transform ourselves.
我们没有办法变化自己。
It is God's work.
这乃是神的工作。
So we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
所以我们在哥林多后书第三章中看见。
It says that if we all looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face are transformed according to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit.
他说我们敞着脸注视主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵所变成的。
Transformation is the work of the Holy Spirit.
变化乃是圣灵的工作。
He is able to show us Christ.
他能够向我们启示基督。
He is the one who arranged our circumstances.
他也是那一位来安排我们环境的。
He is the one who disciplines us.
他是那一位来管教我们、训练我们。
And he is the one who brings us out of self into Christ.
他是那一位把我们从自己中带出来进入基督的。
He is the one who put to death that which belongs to the flesh.
他乃是那一位把属肉体的致死的。
And he is the one who continuing revealing Christ to us.
他是持续不断的向我们启示基督的那一位。
So he says from glory to glory.
所以在这里说到荣上加荣。
Glory refers to God.
荣耀乃是指着神说的。
Glory refers to Christ.
荣耀是指着基督说的。
So it is the increase of Christ in us.
所以那乃是基督在我们里面增加了。
And that is the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
那乃是圣灵的职事。
He is within us.
他在我们里面。
As our teacher.
他做我们的教师。
In everything, small and great things, he will teach us.
在凡事上，不论小事大事，他都教导我们。
And if we obey the teaching of the anointing,
若是我们顺服恩膏的教训，
then we abide in Christ.
我们就住在基督里。
And he is the one who arranged all our happenings.
他也是那一位安排我们周遭一切事物发生的。
Whom we will meet with.
我们要遇见什么人。
What will happen to us every day.
每天我们会遇见什么事情。
He will arrange everything.
他安排所有的事。
And by these arrangements, he disciplines us.
借着这些安排，他来管教训练我们。
He will train us.
他训练我们。
In order that,
为要
we will transform from glory to glory.
我们要从荣耀被改变进入荣耀。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
even so,
即便如此，
there is something that we must do.
还有一些事是我们必须要做的。
And if we do not do that, the Holy Spirit will not work.
若是我们不尽我们的本分，圣灵就不做工。
So that's why you find here.
所以在这里我们看见。
We all looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。
In other words,
换一句话说，
for the Holy Spirit to transform us,
要圣灵来变化我们，
we all,
我们每一个人，
every one of us,
我们每一个人，众人，
we who have the life of Christ in us,
就是我们有基督生命在里面的人，
we all have to look on the glory of God with unveiled face.
我们众人必须要在敞开的脸中来注视主的荣光。
This is something we must do.
这是我们必须要做的。
And put it simply.
我们简单的来说，
This is what consecration means.
这就是奉献成圣的意义。
You know, after we have received all the mercies of God,
我们知道当我们领受了神一切的怜悯，
what should we do in response?
我们该如何来回应呢？
In other words,
换一句话说，
whatever we have heard and we have seen,
当我们不论我们听见了我们看见了，
now how can what we see and hear become us?
我们所听见所看见的怎么样能够变成我们自己的成分呢？
We need to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们需要把我们自己的身体献上当作活祭。
So in Romans chapter 12 verse 1 it says,
所以在罗马书12章第一节说到，
Therefore brethren, By the mercies of God, I beseech you.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
To present your bodies a living sacrifice.
将你们的身体献上，当作活祭。
Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable worship and service.
这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，这也是我们合理的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
for the Holy Spirit to do the work of transformation in our life.
要叫圣灵能够在我们的身上做变化的工作。
We need to offer ourselves totally to Him.
我们需要将我们自己完全的献给他。
What is a sacrifice?
什么是一个祭物呢？
A sacrifice is something that gets out of your right and belongs to others' right.
一个祭物乃是从他自己所有的权利中出来，而进入另外一个人，受那个人权利的管理。
This sheep, this lamb belongs to me.
啊，这一个羊，这个羔羊是属我的。
I own it.
我拥有它。
I have every right over it.
我在他身上有一切的权利。
But now I was so constrained by the love of God.
但是现在我却被神的爱所激励。
How do I express my gratitude?
那么我怎样表达我的感谢呢？
I took that lamb and put it on the altar.
我就把那个羊羔放在祭坛上。
It will be sacrificed to God.
他要献给神。
In other words,
换言之，
what is mine?No longer belongs to me.
原来是我的，现在不再是我的了。
I cannot decide its future.
我不能决定它的前途未来。
It's up to God.
那乃是神的作为。
It is killed for God.
它是为着神而被杀的。
Now that is consecration.
那就是奉献。
So we who are constrained by the love of Christ.
所以我们被基督的爱所激励的人，
I believe that everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus,
我相信每一个信了耶稣基督的人，
when you are saved,
当我们得救的时候，
there is the first love in you,
在你我的里面有那起初的爱，
you want to serve him,
我们要服侍他，
you want to love him,
我们要爱他，
you want to express something before him,
我们要在他面前有一点表示。
And all he requires is you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
而他唯一所要求的乃是要我们将自己的身体献上当作活祭。
You give up your right.
我们把自己的权利放下。
You surrender your life to God.
把自己的生命向神投降。
For now, from now on,
从今开始，
God has every right to do whatever He wants in you.
神在你我身上有所有的权利来做他所要做一切的事情。
What the Holy Spirit is waiting for is just for this.
圣灵所等待的就是这个。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is one who respects our will.
因为神乃是那位尊重我们意志的。
He creates us with a will.
他造我们的时候给我们意志。
And he respects that will.
他尊重我们的意志。
Unless we are willing.
除非我们甘心情愿。
He will not force us.
他不勉强我们。
He can persuade us.
他可以来试着说服我们。
He can even beg us.
他甚至来恳求我们。
But he will not force us.
但是他从不勉强我们。
He is waiting for us to give our will to him.
他等待我们将我们的意志交给他。
Now, I'm willing to do whatever you want to do.
现在我甘心情愿做你要做的事情。
And if you give your right to God,
若我们将我们的权利交给神，
then you'll find you will be looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face.
我们就会发现，我们得以敞着脸注视主的荣光。
Whenever your heart turns to the Lord,
当我们的心什么时候转向主的时候
，then the veil is taken from your face.
那个帕子就除去了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，consecration is not once for all.
奉献不是一次到永远的。
It has a beginning, but it is a way.
它是有一个开始，但是它却是一条道路。
All throughout our Christian life,
在我们一生基督徒的生活中
，we need to present ourselves again and again to God.
我们要一再的把自己献给神。
Consecration should be deepened as we go on.
当我们往前去的时候，这个奉献要加深。
The Holy Spirit will reveal to us.
圣灵要向我们显示。
In what area we have not really consecrated ourselves.
他要指示我们在我们身上还有哪一些部分我们没有把自己献上。
We are still holding on to ourselves.
我们仍然抓住自己。
It is still self.
仍然是己，不是基督。
So you find as you begin to reveal, then we begin to deepen our consecration.
所以当我们看见了他指示我们的时候，我们的奉献就加深了。
That's why you find the burnt offering has to be offered morning and evening.
这就是我们看见那个长线的燔祭要早上献上，晚上黄昏的时候献上。
The fire of the burnt offering will never go out.
那个长线的燔祭的火永远不可熄灭。
That is the way to maintain us in first love.
那是好使我们能够维持保守那起初的爱。
And under the first love, the Holy Spirit has the liberty to do what God wants to do.
在那起初的爱之下，圣灵得着了自由，能够做神要在我们身上所做的工。
He will on the one hand show us the glory of the Lord.
一面他能够向我们启示主的荣光。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，When we see a sight of the glory of the Lord,
当我们看见主的荣耀的情景的时候
，All the beauty that we consider as beauty in the past, become corrupt.
我们以往认为美丽的事物，现在我们都看成腐朽了。
We are willing to deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow Him.
我们就甘心情愿的舍己，弃绝自己，背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
We will look away from everything and look unto Jesus.
我们就不再看其他的事物，我们单一的注视主耶稣。
As you looking at the glory of the Lord with unveiled face.
当我们这样敞着脸来注视主的荣耀的时候
，Then we are transformed from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit.
然后我们就得以变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成。
The reason why we find the work of transformation is slowing down.
为什么我们看见这个变化的工作呢？开始减缓了。
And sometimes even stop in our life.
甚至有时候在我们身上呢停止了。
It is because our heart has been enticed away from Christ.
乃是因着我们的心被引诱离开了基督。
We have lost our first love.
我们失去了。我们起初的爱。
We begin to see ourselves.
我们开始看见自己。
Instead of seeing Christ.
而不是看见基督。
And what you look at, you become.
我们注视什么，我们就变成什么。
If you look at the earth, you become earthly.
若是我们看土、看地，我们就变成属地。
If you look at heaven, you become heavenly.
若是我们注视天。我们就成为属天的。
So we find that we will be transformed from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit.
所以我们看见我们被变化，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵所变成的。
And of course, the final result is conforming to the image of God's Son.
当然了，最后的结果就是我们被磨成 神儿子的形象。
And when we are conformed to the image of God's Son, then we are truly the brethren of our Lord Jesus.
当我们被磨成了神儿子的形象，我们才真是我们主耶稣基督的弟兄。
So what is the inward motivating power in this matter of transforming and conforming to the image of God's Son?
那么在变化和磨成神儿子形象这件事情上面，我们里面的动机和力量是什么呢？
When you look at the Lord,
当我们注视主的时候，
the reason why he wants to transform us,
他要变化我们的那个原因，
or if we can put further back,
或者我们再更追溯一下，
the reason why it is the purpose of God to conform us to his beloved Son.
神要把我们磨成他爱子形象的原因是什么？
What is the motivating power behind it?
那一个动机的力量在哪里？
It is God's love.
那乃是神的爱。
So in like manner,
同样的，
In this matter of transformation,
在这一个变化的事上，
On our side,
在我们这一面，
It is also a matter of love.
也是爱的问题。
As his love constrains us,
乃是他的爱激励我们。
Then we give up ourselves to him.
然后我们就将自己交给他。
And that is loving him back.
那乃是我们回报他的爱。
And his love begins to be rooted and grounded in us.
他的爱就在我们里面生根立基。
And as this happened, transformation.
当这件事发生的时候，变化就开始。
So as I meditated before the Lord,
所以当我在主面前思默想的时候，
I feel that the whole matter of conforming to the image of God's Son is a matter of love.
我感觉整个我们变化被磨成神儿子形象这件事情是关乎爱这个问题。
And there isIn the Word of God, one book that really shows us how love is the power behind transformation unto conformation.
在整本圣经中有一卷书讲到爱是如何在变化并且磨成神儿子形象这件事情上面它的重要性。
I believe you all know that.
我相信每一个人都知道。
It's the Song of Songs.
那乃是歌中之歌雅歌。
The Song of Songs speaks of a virgin.
雅歌书讲到一个童女。
And of shepherd king.
还有一个做牧人的君王。
It is a love story of the shepherd king and a humble virgin.
它是一个在做牧人君王和一个卑微童女之间爱的故事。
Between that virgin and the shepherd king, there is such a distance.
在那一个卑微的童女和这一个做牧人君王之间有很大的差距。
There is no comparison.
根本无法可比。
Because the virgin is a humble shepherdess.
因为这一个童女呢她是一个卑微的牧羊的女孩。
And yet, the beloved is the king of kings.
然而那位良人呢乃是王中之王。
But when you read the story of Song of Songs,
但是当我们读雅歌书中的故事的时候，
you come to chapters, I think it's chapter 6, verse 13.
我相信是在第六章第十三节。
We find there is such word, return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee.
这次第十三节说, 回来, 回来, 苏拉密语, 你回来, 你回来, 使我们得观看你。
Now here you'll find this unnamed virgin.
在这里我们看见一个, 不具名的一个童女。
In the beginning, that virgin doesn't have even a name.
在开头的时候, 这个童女呢, 她的名字都没有被提到。
But then when the story progressed,
但是当这个故事发展下去的时候,
when you come to chapter 6,
我们来到第六章,
you find she's called Shulamite.
我们看见她被称作苏拉密。
Now we all know Shulamite is the feminine of Solomon.
我们知道苏拉密 这个字呢是所罗门的女性。
Solomon means peaceful.
所罗门他的意义是平安。
And now this virgin is Shulamite. She is also peaceful.
这个苏拉密女她的意思也是平安。
Because she has taken upon herself the character of Solomon.
因为在她身上现在有了所罗门的性格了。
And then as you read the story,
所以我们再读下去,
you will find it is a matter of love.
我们看见了它乃是一个爱的事情。
The virgin at the very beginning, she experienced the kiss of the king upon her neck.
在开头的时候,这一个童女呢,她经历了王在她的颈项上面亲嘴。
Is it not true when the prodigal son came back?
那岂不是就是浪子回家的事实吗?
How the father kissed his neck.
他的父亲如何在他颈项上连连的亲嘴?
Why? Because he was a stiff-necked son.
为什么呢? 因为他是一个硬着颈项的儿子。
And he rebelled against his father.
因为他背叛了他的父亲。
And he suffered because he rebelled against his father.
因着他背叛他的父亲, 他就受苦。
So when he came back, the first thing the father did was kiss his neck.
所以当他回到家, 他父亲所做的第一件事就是亲他的颈项。
Soften his neck.
好叫他的颈项能够变得柔软。Brothers
and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is what happened to us.
这就是发生在我们身上的故事。
We were all stiff-necked people.
我们都是硬着颈项的人。
We want to go our own way.
我们要走我们自己的路。
But how we suffer.
但是我们却受苦,
until we are reduced to such poverty.
直到我们, 落进了如此的贫困,
we can hardly live.
我们几乎都没有办法活下去。
Then it reminds us of the Father's house.
这时候才提醒我们想起父的家。
He is not so much interested in the Father.
他对父亲呢, 并没有什么兴趣。
He is interested in the Father's food.
他只是对 父家中的食物感兴趣,
his neck is still stiff.
他的颈项仍然是, 是硬的。
So the father kissed his neck.
所以父亲亲他的颈项,
soften it.
好叫他柔软。
And thank God this happened to every one of us.
感谢神, 这发生在我们每一个人身上。
Now after you have been kissed on your neck,
当我们的颈项被神亲过了,
will you be satisfied now?
你是否现在就满意了,
no.
满足了? 不。
That kiss stirred up something for more.
那一个, 亲嘴, 激励我们要更多的。
Then you find the virgin begin by saying, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
我们就看见童女, 她在那里说, 愿他用口与我亲嘴。
I want to have a closer relationship with him.
我要与他有一个更亲密的关系。
I desire for him.
我渴慕他,
because he is so beautiful.
因着他是这样的美丽,
he is better than wine.
他胜过美酒。
So here you find it is the story of love.
在这里我们看见来自一个爱的故事。
And how the shepherd came, brought him into the banqueting house.
我们看见这牧人怎样来带他进入筵宴所。
Now she had never been to a banqueting house.
他从来没有进过一个筵宴所。
And the banner over it is love.
那在上的旌旗乃是爱, 以爱为旗。
So you find that this virgin began to be more and more attracted by the love of the shepherd king.
我们看见这一个童女，她就被这个牧人，做君王的牧人所吸引，越来越被吸引。
But listen to what he said.
我们也请听他说什么。
In chapter 2, in chapter 2, verse 16.
在第二章十六节中。
He said, My beloved is mine, and I am his.
他说，良人属我，我也属他。
The love of the shepherd king is so full, so rich, so steady, unchanging.
这个牧人君王他的爱是那样的丰满，是那样的稳定，那样的丰富。
The love of the shepherd king is so persistent, so patient, never give up.
这位牧人君王他的爱是那样的忍耐，那样的不移，永不放弃。
Because it is an exact image of the invisible God.
因着他乃是那看不见神、准确无差的形象。
But look at the love of that virgin.
但是我们看看这个童女她的爱呢？
The love of the virgin is so self-centered.
这个童女她的爱是以自己为中心的。
My beloved is mine.
她说：“我的良人是属我的。”
And then.
那么他才说我也属他。
In other words,
换言之
I'm the center.
我是中心。
You are the one who serves me.
你是那位来服侍我的。
In spite of all the love that she had received,
即便她接受了这么许多的爱，
you find she is still self-centered.
我们看见她仍然是以自己为中心的。
She has put upon herself a little more of the shepherd king's nature.
在他身上呢，有了一点点那位牧人君王的天性本性。
And yet you find there is plenty of her own natural character.
但是我们在他身上还看见有许多属于他自己天然的个性。
But the shepherd king never gave up.
但是这牧人君王永不放弃。
And you find how the shepherd king tried to draw her out.
我们看见了这一个牧人君王如何想把他引出来。
She was already satisfied with her past experience.
他为着他过去的经历呢，他已经满意了。
She thought that that was wonderful.
他认为那是奇妙的。
But that was enough.
那已经足够了。
But the shepherd king said no.It is just the beginning.
但是这牧人君王说不，这只不过是开头而已。
Isn't that our story?
那岂不就是我们的故事吗？
When we receive a little more of the grace and the truth of the Lord Jesus,
当我们更多接受一点主耶稣基督的恩典和真理之后，
we can hardly hold anything more.
我们几乎就不再要任何的东西。
We thought we have reached the top.
我们认为我们已经达到顶点了。
And yet you find the shepherd king come and call her out.
然后我们看见了这牧人君王来呼召他。
So how she hesitated.
他是怎样的踌躇不愿意。
And she still cried, I won't go with you, but you come back to me.
他说呢，我不跟你去，但是请你回来到我这。
Because I feel so comfortable here.
因为我在这里觉得何等的舒服。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Is that the same way that the Lord is trying with us?
那岂不是主在我们身上工作的方式吗？
Until gradually, you find there is a change, a transformation in that virgin.
直到渐渐的，我们看见在这童女的里面有一个改变，有一个变化。
So when you come to chapter 6,
所以当我们来到第六章的时候，
verse 3,
第三节，
You find his change.
我们看见他改变了他的语气。
He said, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine.
他说，我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。
It is no longer my beloved is mine, and I'm his.
他不再是这样说，我的良人是属我，我也是属我的良人。
There is more of Christ in her than she herself.
在她的里面，现在基督的成分比她自己的成分要多了。
And then you find she thought she has reached the top.
我们又看见了，她又认为自己达到了顶点。
She is the most spiritual person in the world.
她变成世界上最属灵的人了。
And yet, you find the shepherd king still drawing.
然后我们看见这牧人君王呢，仍然在吸引他。
There are more lessons to be learned.
还有更多的功课要学。
She has to learn to deny herself.
她需要学习啊，弃绝自己。
Take up the cross and follow.
背起十字架来跟从他。
So when you come to chapter 7,
所以当我们来到第七章
verse 10,
第十节
I am my beloved, and his desire is towards me.
他说我属我的良人他也恋慕我。
None of self, but all of Christ.
不再是我自己而全是基督。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
This is transformation.
这是变化
Until she became so one with the shepherd king.
直到她与那牧人君王是那样的合一
That she is called Shulamite.
那么她就被称作苏拉密女
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Then you find the story end with this cry.
然后我们看见这一个故事
It ends this way.
这个故事是这样子结束
In the last verse.
在最后一句话
Haste, my beloved, and be thou like a gazelle or a young cock upon the mountain of spices.
他心中有这样的呼喊说我的良人啊求你快来如羚羊或小鹿在香草山上
We have seen him.In our spirit.
我们在我们的灵里面看见了他。
He said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you.
他说我永不离开你也永不丢弃你。
And how faithful he is.
他是何等的信实。
But that's not enough.
但是那不够。
We want to see him face to face.
我们盼望面对面的看见他。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
The last cry of Shulamite.
苏拉密女最后的呼求
Come, quickly come.
求你快来。
May this be the cry of our hearts.
愿这成为我们每一个人心中的呼喊。
Are we ready for him?
我们何等等候他。
Are we ready?
我们是否预备好了
？Are we looking forward to his return?
我们是否在盼望他的回来
？Or are we afraid of meeting him face to face?
或是我们害怕与他面对面
？Don't wait until you see him face to face, and you expect to be like him.
不要。等到我们与他面对面的时候，我们才期望像他。
Today, if you see him, you will be like him.
如果今天我们看见他，我们就必要像他。
And he shall, when he shall return,
他必定回来。
We will welcome him.
我们要迎接他。我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, God has drawn us with our love.
亲爱的主，你用你的爱来吸引我们。
In spite of our stubbornness,
即便我们是顽梗、顽固的。
We thank thee because thou dost never give up.
我们感谢你，因为你永不放弃。
O Lord, we pray that our love will continually constrain us.
主啊，我们求你用你的爱不断地激励我们。
That we cannot help but allow thee to transform us.
好使我们不得不不能不许可你来变化我们。
O Lord, we will welcome your work of transformation.
主啊，我们要来迎接你在我们身上变化的工作。
It is the cry of our heart.
这是我们心中的呼求。
More of Christ, less of us.
更多基督，更少我的自己。
All of Christ, none of us.
全是基督，不再是我们。
Make us ready to be thy bride.
使我们预备好做你的心腹。
Oh, come, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊，愿你快来。
In thy precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名，我们祷告。